Hi everyone, live from our virtual FinLabs, I'm your host, Natalia Zarowski, Head of Marketing UK and APAC at Synchron, and welcome to FinSights from our FinLabs, your podcast for the latest in innovation and transformation from our FinLabs experts. In our new series, InvestTech, we'll be focusing on the latest trends within the world of asset management, as well as innovation across financial services and what lies ahead. Today, I'm joined by Phil Sturmer, Director and Head of Business Consulting at Synchron London. Phil, thank you for joining us.
Hi, Natalia. Thanks for inviting me to participate in the podcast series. Very excited to be talking with you today.
No, it's great to have you. And just before we dive in, can you please give a quick introduction to our listeners about yourself?
Yeah, of course. I've been with Synchron about 6 years now. I currently lead Business Consulting Group in London, as you mentioned. Which broadly consists of people and capabilities that revolve around capital markets domain specialisms, data science and analytics, and experience design. I have a business and finance background, and over 20 years I've worked in London, city and financial markets, both on the buy side and sell side, covering end-to-end trade life cycle, particularly focusing on the middle office and operations, treasury and cash management. Along the way, I've been involved in KYC and AML regulation, attestation and operational risk initiatives, and in more recent times, digitization of client journey. So I've done a fair few things within Synchron then. It's all been very exciting.
Yeah, I was going to say you've been involved across the spectrum then, and including client lifecycle management as well, which is great seeing as that is the topic for today's show. So what we'll be looking at for our listeners is really looking at client lifecycle management within the buy side industry and how asset managers and investment managers are looking at how they can achieve seamless onboarding for their end customers. So who in the market is doing this well, and should buy side firms look at building or buying their solutions, which is often a debate we hear from the Synchron side as well. And there's no question the buy side industry is significantly slower to tech and innovation adoption in comparison to its sell-side counterparts. And Phil, you know, we'll be discussing that today on the show. But now in 2021, we are starting to see that change that's finally ramping up, that sort of started, I'd say, last year. So just diving into our sort of interview then, client lifecycle management is more than just client onboarding. And I don't need to tell you that, Phil. I think you know that much better than I do. But it's the entire end-to-end process of onboarding a customer. So KYC and AML checks, continuously managing that relationship and account, ensuring ongoing compliance. And at present, a lot of these existing processes are managed on-prem. But with the pandemic, we know digital transformation has accelerated as a priority to really becoming top of mind for many clients and clients that we're working with as well. For example, you're now seeing fintechs and the likes of Finergo, who are quite well known in the CLM space, really pivoting their offering towards becoming more cloud-centric with the launch of FinCloud and firms like Aviva Investors and ICBC really jumping on board to streamline their workflows. And we know now, especially with what we're hearing in the market, what we're seeing with our own clients and our own sort of innovation within our labs, cloud is really becoming or is priority and agenda point number one for many financial services firms and asset managers included. How do you think cloud will change existing CLM processes?
Yeah, so no doubt cloud is playing an increasingly significant role in the CLM space, as it is with the broader picture of technology modernization and the adoption of digital led strategies across both the buy side and sell side firms. As we know, delivering a superior customer experience is vital in order to differentiate in a marketplace that is highly competitive and constantly changing. And as you say, consideration is for the whole life cycle, not just the onboarding piece. It's interesting because whilst cloud adoption is going to be very significant, I don't actually see cloud itself as an outright differentiator, but as an enabler that will allow organizations to better create connectivity across their organizations in terms of accessing or making more accessible its data, which for the most part is likely to be distributed across many repositories in support of the CLM workflows. And I think that's a significant part of what cloud will enable in the future in terms of better data management and data orchestration. So, the other aspect here is cloud combined with an API and service-based approach, along with digitization and analytics, will be very powerful in improving client experience. as well as improving internal operating efficiency of the CLM workflows. So, you know, the ability to deliver a digitized customer journey, one that is for the lifetime of the client, that's frictionless, easy to follow, quick and is user-friendly, one could almost say is convenient to use, is the real outcome to achieve, and customer retention starts with onboarding. So cloud, I think, will be a way to facilitate how organizations think about delivering the workflow and the service of the future, but in combination with API and service-based strategy, digital and analytics.
Yeah, I just want to touch on what you said earlier then before you sort of went a little bit deeper into it. You were saying cloud as an enabler for better connectivity, and the client lifecycle management experience today within the buy side for many asset managers and investment banks is still really complicated. It's disconnected and disjointed. So a lot of processes are manual, you know, efforts get duplicated, customer information is not centrally held. There can be as many as 10 global onboarding systems to onboard a single customer. A Forrester report that I had read a couple months back now found that clients are contacted on average 10 times during onboarding and are asked to submit up to 100 documents throughout the process. So what we're seeing now is some asset managers pivoting towards, whether it's through build or buy, the integration of those systems into the launch of a single platform. And is this something we'll continue to see and the direction the industry is headed, you think?
Yeah, I think so. And I think it's true. Many organizations are already working towards, or at least thinking about, a platform approach for CLM, as I think they are in a broader picture. For sure, as you say, CLM suffers from a significant process and data fragmentation, many systems, many repositories of data and documentation. And a well thought out and executed platform strategy, I think, can help here. The creation of a centralized view of data, smart use of cloud, and a service integration approach where data exchange and document exchange is easy has some great advantages for both buy side and sell side. But importantly, the customers, the latter of which will increasingly interact through technology, as technology will become, you know, more of the face to customers. Of course, the platform approach goes hand in hand with cloud and API enabled approach, as we've spoken before. I think done well, the platform approach will improve the speed and quality of the CLM workflow for an organization, from the data collection, the data management, through to the actual KYC and AML checks, such as credit approvals, agreeing lines of credit, the regulatory, the legal, the tax checks that all go as part of the process, and the many other validations. So I think will bring improvement. The idea of more open data sharing is, of course, a challenge with business lines divisions not always so keen to share their data, and privacy and security are a necessary consideration. But organizations are going to need to start to overcome such hurdles with a view of a platform. So another important potential of a platform approach is that of creating a true omnichannel experience, one that revolves around the client and is a single customer experience, and not just onboarding, but for the entire life cycle throughout onboarding through to offboarding. With the right investment in experience design, organizations will have the opportunity to present a truly enjoyable experience for clients in how they exchange information and how they access services, both those that exist and new value-added ones that organizations will be able to more easily provision. So a platform play unquestionably brings benefit, or can bring benefit, to both the organization in the way that it can orchestrate CLM by better connectivity of data, better connectivity throughout the workflow, but also importantly, bringing a consistent omni-channel experience to customers.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's what's absolutely key, as you're saying, is the omni-channel experience for customers to be able to have that. But one thing I wanted to touch on as well that you said was the data fragmentation that occurs within CLM. And why does that data fragmentation still exist then? We've had so much innovation and technology. Why are we still seeing issues there? Is that legacy technology, for example, or what, why does that still exist?
Yeah, that's it's a good question, and really is an age old question that organizations have been grappling with for many years. Today's data challenges are legacy in nature, in the way that repositories or data lakes have been built up. They've been built up in very siloed ways that meet the needs of a given business line or given functional area. And the most efficient ways in many cases has been to build their own data repositories, because accessing others' data repositories or golden sources doesn't always necessarily meet their needs. So, yeah, it has been built up over time, and therefore there are just so many data repositories, many of which retain similar or the same information. And of course, that has it has numerous problems in its own right in terms of data governance and data quality.
Yeah, absolutely. I was just going to say then, so just as a sort of example, then let's say I'm an asset manager and I'm looking to merge all of my systems into one platform. How difficult would that process be to merge that data into one single platform? I appreciate that's a loaded question, but really merge that data into one single platform and achieve a single source, or rather a golden source of truth.
Yeah, so very good question. And I think I'm not a specialist when it comes to data management, but I think it's a real challenge to architect a single golden source of the truth. You know, from my experience, organizations, more often than not, as we said, through their fragmentation, have several master systems of data that combine to provide a true view of a client in the case of CLM. So it's not an easy thing to bring together, particularly when you think about any approach and the challenges of data governance. So looking across business lines, there is privacy, security, and above all, data quality. These are all challenges where there are inherent issues in some cases in these different data stores. So those type of considerations are clearly no less whether you're building a platform or going down a platform route or you're not. I think for me, it's more about organizations should at this stage, I think, be looking to reduce the number of golden sources and document repositories they have, and less trying to invest to create a sort of nirvana state. I don't think that is a priority. What I think is a more prudent approach at this stage is creating an API-enabled strategy that provides processes such as CLM with connectivity at high speed, accuracy, across those underlying data sources. I think that will build will result in a better outcome rather than pursuing that one golden source. And it's okay that there are several golden sources relative to the data that an organization needs to use. But I think one single source is a bit far out there. But certainly having an API-enabled strategy allows organizations to very adaptly and agilely link those data sources for their specific purposes, and in this case, into CLM.
Yeah, absolutely. And when you were touching on challenges there, I just wanted to pivot for a second and kind of look at the operational challenges that we're seeing within CLM. So in an IHS market report, it was quoted that even a highly efficient team will lose up to 67 hours of productivity per year just for simple document requests. So do you think then that, for example, centralizing data in one single repository benefits an asset manager? Is that the right approach then? Or how do you then reduce those hours and that productivity? How do you sort of achieve not operational nirvana then, but how do you start achieving those efficiencies? Is that, for example, data straight through processing, or what does that look like?
Yeah, I think there's a combination of things in CLM that will improve productivity. Yes, data accessibility, the smart use of data. So, applying data many times smartly will unquestionably reduce or increase the productivity. I think the overall, though, there's the need to apply a data strategy with increased automation. So robotic process automation where possible. And equally, the looking at the actual design of the workflow itself, both from an internal perspective and from a customer perspective, are both going to drive out our operational efficiency. So I think it's data in combination with other operational efficiencies that really will improve productivity here.
Yeah, for sure. And then just to continue on operational challenges then. So portfolio managers need to be empowered to do their jobs and often spend time chasing team members, whether customers account, for example, is operational. So again, touching back on the productivity point now, and perhaps shockingly to some, a majority of those portfolio managers don't have access to a dashboard, for example, where they can review status updates. There's multiple systems, but there's not, for example, one system where they are able to view everything, as we were sort of saying before, having that one central sort of platform that PMs would be able to go to. Often that still doesn't exist for many managers. What role then, for example, do you think, say, having that dashboard and then on top of it, as you were saying, the importance of data, RPA, but also data visualization, being able to see your data and to see how it's affecting your business and having all those systems in one, what role can data visualization play to better improve existing workflows within the buy side?
Yeah, data visualization is super important. I think, you know, both from the point of view of being able to see the workflow as a whole and where a customer resides in that workflow, but also being able to see more insightful information in terms of a customer's level of activity. So not, you know, beyond when they're onboarded, but you know, if they're looking at the products, the product usage, the service usage, there's all valuable information in that relationship with the customer that allows you to better refine their experience and better refine your products and positioning to them in the longer term. And I think this, you know, this is an area where there is definitely a need for more workflow tooling to be applied. And I think also it's an area where some firms are considering actually how they organize their teams. So quite often the workflow can be kind of managed by siloed groups, which in some ways, in some regards is correct because legal and credit have very, you know, specific roles to play and so on. But the work, the sort of dashboarding or information flow tends to be point to point and doesn't always isn't always visible as a whole or not easily so visible. But organizations are also now thinking about whether, you know, the role of a sort of centralized team of specialists might start to provide a better orchestration model across CLM, in which case dashboarding will be paramount to the success of that team in terms of being able to interact with those different actors in the CLM process.
And are you seeing, for example, across the industry then that, you know, investment asset managers are looking at developing those central team specialists? Are you seeing that, how do I put this, that it's not just rhetoric, that there is action, that they are starting to see that importance in implementing those central teams as a really sort of the hub for that information? Or do you think that we're still sort of in the early stages of that happening?
From what I see and understand, I think we're in the early stages. There are those that are certainly trialing it on a relatively small scale to see if it, you know, if it is an optimal model and will provide a different value to the CLM process. But yeah, I think there's more to be considered there. And information and accessibility to the information, and be that through dashboarding and visualization, will be a key factor, I think, in how successful such an approach might be.
Yeah, and I think with the build out of those dashboards then, so as we're saying, there's definitely more work to be done, but that leads me to the age-old debate of sell versus buy, right? So in an article published by Ike Group, it was think 89% of client lifecycle management solution vendors saw revenue grow more than 10% in 2018, and 78% are investing more than 15% of revenue back into their solutions. They also predict that global IT spend on CLM solutions will grow by 60% by the year 2022. What do you think the split of that spend will be for the buy side, either spending on existing software and fintechs versus building out the solutions themselves?
Wow, that's a challenging question and not a straightforward one to answer. It will clearly differ by organization depending on their maturity and their technology strategy that they're looking to follow. You know, when we think about vendors, they're clearly investing in putting their platforms in cloud, and many are starting now to bolt on, you know, kind of value-added services such as analytics. So they're becoming more appealing. The main vendors are clearly end-to-end in their service, but they're definitely building where perhaps some of the fintechs have been developing solutions by adding on services accordingly. So very, very appealing in terms of some of the vendor propositions now. Fintechs themselves, well, they're definitely becoming more established. I'd say they're more focused on sort of some of the niche aspects of workflow as opposed to trying to provision an end-to-end solution. They've clearly had success in other areas like retail. And there's no reason why some of those fintech solutions won't be valid for both buy and sell side and wouldn't be a success in terms of potential solutions. And again, I think data analytics is a key one for the buy side, and particularly in the space around entity and network resolution, where they combine context for KYC and AML. So, when you think about it, buy side firms already have existing systems and solutions, and will be evaluating many of the topics we've discussed today as part of their tech strategy as to whether or how to adopt cloud in terms of their approach to CLM or whether to build platform. So it is a challenging to know which way is best to go, particularly as organizations are going to already be heavily invested in what I would say is the incumbent vendor group that manage the end-to-end or provide services across the end-to-end workflow. But I think for me, perhaps more importantly, rather than build versus buy, is to start to think about where buy side is underinvested. And I think really one of the most underinvested areas that requires significantly more allocation or funding in terms of where an organization should invest is in that user journey and experience design thinking. CLM will only really move forward and improve if business and technology build a customer-first experience strategy. So be that buy or be that build. Increasingly, we are seeing more organizations recognize the value of experience design as a way of focusing in on what really matters, which in turn, you know, is driving the optimization of process, it's improving operational efficiency, and importantly, reducing the friction in the turnaround time to go to market in effect and getting customers onboarding and getting them using products and services. So perhaps not a clear answer to build versus buy, but certainly the strategy that any organization looks at needs to be thinking more so in terms of user journey and experience design.
Yeah, and that lends itself perfectly to my next question, Phil, which is, what do you feel the CLM experience for an asset manager of the future looks like then? If you take into consideration everything that you just said, and you have asset managers really look at their systems and start to adopt some of these technologies and truly adopt them, as I said, it's really action versus rhetoric here. What do you feel that CLM experience will look like? Will it be the increased use of, say, automation? Will we start to see those platforms and dashboards become more of a norm? What do you feel the onboarding experience will look like in the next 5 years? So it's really, what do you think will be possible for the CLM experience for an asset manager in the future?
So I think, firstly, I'd say it's one where the experience will be as good for the client as it is for the organizational internal teams. And I think that's an important factor not to overlook. The whole process needs to be looked at from both the predominantly the client perspective, but equally the internal operatives. One where automation will definitely play a more significant role. It will take over all but the complex and exception-based activity. And by default, then onboarding will take significantly less time. One where the client will feel connected, feels the value of the experience, which I think is missing today, be that a platform-based approach or not. One where both the client and the buy side organization can benefit from analytics and AI, where they are integrated into the process. And lastly, which we touched upon, is unquestionably dashboards and the visibility over the process itself, I think is going to be paramount in terms of being able to more effectively operate the CLM process.
Great. Thank you so much. But we're just at the end of time. So thank you so much for joining us today. It was great to hear what the buy side can do in terms of innovation, whether it's a heavy focus on data, analytics, platform buildouts, migrating to cloud, or looking at how investment management firms can take advantage of service design as well. Are there any final comments you'd like to leave our listeners with?
Well, goodness. I suppose, very exciting times for anyone working in the CLM industry. Technology advancement is eventually going to make a big difference in the industry, and most importantly to the clients. So I think in closing out, I think the one thing I would perhaps re-emphasize is the need to focus on the client experience and let that drive investment. I think to do this, and organizations will differentiate with success, which in turn will follow.
Great. Thank you for your time, Phil. And thank you to our listeners for tuning in. If you're interested to find out more about Synchron and what we do, please visit www.synchron.com. And if you like what you heard, please like and subscribe. Catch you next time.